It's 36 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana at 8:50. And time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. This morning, USDA reported export sales for the week ending January 3rd. The numbers look like this in millions of bushels. Wheat, 7.0 this year. Corn, 26.4 this year, 2.0 next year. And soybeans, 4.3 this year and 0.2 million bushels next year. Slaughter hog prices today are called steady to weak, since most plants are said to be full for the week. Terminals are called steady to weaker, with tops from $27 to $30.50. Peoria called steady to weak today with a top price of $27. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Wednesday, January 9th, negotiated swine purchases were 12,444. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $36 to $45. The weighted average, $42.07, a loss of $1.03 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $29.15 to $36.50, the weighted average $33.77. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $19,853. The base price range, $37 to $49, the weighted average $47.25, a gain of $1.15 from Tuesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $28.56 to $36, the weighted average $34.39. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is meteorologist Jay Searles. Good morning, Jay.
Good morning, Dave. We've got some reports from down south in the South America region to talk about this morning. Scattered showers and thunderstorms occurred over 65% of the nation of Brazil on Wednesday and early today. The driest weather occurred in Rio Grande do Sul, Santa Catarina, and western and southern Paraná. The southern Mato Grosso do Sul and rainfall through dawn ranged from about 1 inch to more than 3 inches in eastern Mato Grosso and 1 to 2 inches in localized areas of northern Sao Paulo. Guayas and southern southwestern Bahia rainfall of a few hundredths of an inch were more common there. High temperatures were in the 80s to lower 90s with a few upper 90s to lower 100s in the western half of Rio Grande do Sul. No significant changes were made to the two-week forecast for Brazil's summer grain, oilseed, or cotton areas. Rain will affect most areas at one time or another, with the greatest frequency and greatest amounts occurring in the center, south, center west, and the interior far south of Brazil. Both Rio Grande do Sul and the far northeast corner of the nation's crop region will see the highest amount of rain, and with Bahia and northern Minas Gerais experiencing the greatest drying. Temperatures will be seasonal, daily highs in the 80s and lower 90s with a few 100s. Some middle upper 90s will occur infrequently in the far southwest, while the upper 70s occur in the interior east. Nightly low temperatures will be mainly above the 60-degree mark. As far as we look further south into Argentina, another hot day occurred in Argentina Wednesday with highs ranging in the 90s and over 100 degrees Fahrenheit. Most extremes were above 100, were limited to the northern one-third of the nation. The heat stimulated thunderstorm activity overnight with repeating storms over a small part of the interior southern Cordoba, resulting in more than 4 inches of rain. The training thunderstorms extended east-southeast through the narrow part of southeastern Cordoba and northwestern Buenos Aires, the far southwestern Santa Fe. Most of the intense rain occurred between official weather reporting sites. The remainder of southern part of Argentina reported up to a half inch of rain through dawn today, with 40 to 50% in crop areas of coverage. No big changes were made to the forecast overnight. Thunderstorms will continue today over eastern and northern portions of the nation's crop country, with another 40 to 50% coverage expected. Rainfall will be light, though, however, with most amounts varying between a tenth and three-quarters of an inch. There will be potential for more locally heavy rain, but coverage of such occurrences will be low. A ridge of high pressure will build into Argentina briefly this weekend and early next week. The ridge will suppress the prospects for precipitation while allowing temperatures to quickly heat up back into the 90s and over 100 degrees by Sunday and Monday. The heat may linger Tuesday but will break down thereafter as the ridge shifts to the west out of Argentina, allowing cooler air from the south to spread northward. Showers and thunderstorms will accompany the cooling trend, but world weather and other forecasters do not anticipate the soaking rain, leaving the nation still dealing with the dryness for the late month overall. And elsewhere, we're going to take a quick look at what we got going on in the Midwest. And again, we got the rain moving through with our system, snow for portions of northern Illinois into Wisconsin, and then rain for Illinois and further south. Much of the southeast will get a good soaking of thunderstorms the next couple of days. Then it looks like we get into a drier and cooler trend for a couple of days anyhow before more storminess starts to develop. And that will likely be in the form of snow as we head into next week as some more cold Canadian air continues to slide southward. And that's a look at your agricultural weather. I'm meteorologist Jay Searles.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Baisdefer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Wednesday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 889 unchanged, last trade down 3.5. The wheat at the Board of Trade, the March variety, opened at 887, down 2.5 last trade, down 4.5 July, 790.5 down a half last trade, down 6. March corn opened at 476.25, down 1, last trade down 3 quarters. May, 488.75, down a quarter, last trade down 1. July, 497.75, down 1, last trade down 3 quarters. December, 494.5, down a half, last trade up a half. January beans open at 1247.25, down 1.75, last trade down 1. July at 1288.25 was down 3.5, last trade down 2.75. November 1183.75, down a quarter, last trade down 2.5. January soybean meal opened at 342.50, unchanged, last trade down 90. January soybean oil opened at 50.32, down 38, last trade down 18. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Ellen Dearden of Ag Review in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Morning to you, Dave.
Well, the last full day of trade before all those reports come out tomorrow, the January finals. We had index fund rebalancing. We had a little bit of bounce on the equity side yesterday. And I don't know what else. Oh, the export sales, not all that stellar. When you add it all up and mix it together, what do you get?
Well, first thing I'll say is the equities market really didn't rally very much until after the commodities had closed, so I'm not sure that was a big factor yesterday. We do have just a wealth of numbers coming at us tomorrow, but the most important ones, I think, will be out on the soybeans. I'm particularly going to be looking at the DEIS-1 stocks, the grain stocks report for beans. If it comes in much above 2.26, probably be a hair negative, and anything much below that could be pretty positive. Carryout is projected by traders at 172 million bushel. That'd be down 13 million from the December report. The beans this morning on these exports, pretty weak. Shouldn't be a huge surprise, however, to see weakening exports after this big rally. The beans will be down 2 to 1 nickel today.
Go ahead and take a look at the corn, please.
The corn market exports came in 26.4 million bushel. Again, I think this DEIS-1 stocks number is going to be important. But the projections are 10.55. That's up 1.63 billion bushels from a year ago. The corn market probably be down slightly, but it's holding very well together, down a penny to two.
I suppose what the wild card in the reports tomorrow for the corn might be crop acreage and or yield?
Yeah, and I'm not sure what they're going to do there. I would anticipate that they'll make a change in the yield at least. I think they should be making a pretty sizable change in the corn, but we'll have to wait and see. Production's projected just down 60 million bushels from the November report.
Wheat exports at 7 million bushels.
Pretty low, Dave. They weren't looking for much, and they didn't get it. We'll be down 2 to 4 there. Technically, the wheat market looks weak.
And some more follow-through selling then in the wheat market today. And the winter wheat acreage, I suppose, is a number people will be looking at.
Yeah, and that's projected to be considerably higher than the 45 million bushel million acres a year ago. They're looking at 48.5 million. And a lot of that, I think, is going to be in the brunt of the wheat belt, both of the hard red and the soft red winter wheat belt.
Let's turn our attention to CME Group Livestock. What are we seeing there today?
Yeah, over at the Merck, I would think we're going to see a mixed market both on the cattle and the hogs. We'll continue to see bear spreading on the cattle. The The cash market looks weak. The only thing I could see really positive right here on the cattle is that we are starting to see a lower cow kill. On the hog side, we'll be down 20, up 20 kind of a market. Big Saturday kill, big kills, higher weights, not looking real good.
Appreciate what you do for us, Ellen.
Thanks, Dave.
Ellen Dearden of AgriView. She is in Morton, Illinois. She joins us every Thursday morning on the pre-opening commodity market report. Say you can get this report by podcast each and every day to your computer so you don't have to worry about ever missing it. Go to willag.org and click on our podcasting link for the details. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. And as I mentioned, we are on the web every day for you at willag.org.